Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Highly nuanced.
Poor Saffy Joseph and that horse. All right, Pistons are the conversation. Yes, we've had some fun with Derby stuff. The question is just simple. What is your mindset going into tonight? For me, I'm supremely confident they're winning. They're winning. I just feel Brunson and Hart, something changed in that last game, and it's not the Paul Pierce wheelchair. It looked like he was really hurt, and it was the only bad fourth quarter he's had. Josh Hart played no role late. I think they're hurt, and the Knicks don't have that margin. We always talk about the margin when it's what we need to win. All right, well, what do the Knicks need to win? Well, when you're only playing seven guys, two of your studs can't be hurt. We'll see tonight, but if I got to look at 23 minutes of Miles McBride, who's a bum, well, then guess what? Knicks are dead. You're dead. You cannot have Mitchell Robinson and McBride and Campaign playing 60 minutes. Can't happen, though. So from a Pistons perspective, I'm supremely confident. But if
I was about to say, are you as confident if Brunson and Hart play?
No, they could play. It's about how they play.
No. I'm saying if you find out that, you know what, no big deal. We're ready to go.
Oh, no, then you're in a whole lot of trouble. But I just don't. Look, I can only go by what I saw. They could come out in the first 7 minutes tonight and play with their hair on fire, and you go, well, that opinion's in the garbage can.
No, see, the reason why I asked you that, Mike, is because I'm always leery when we can win if the other team is minus players, because that means. Well, you're not that good.
I don't think the Pistons are that good. They're good enough. They're good enough to compete for sure. But it's about, okay, how do I get over the hump and overcome a 3-1 deficit? Rico, it's not an insult. When you're down 3-1, you have a 5% shot to win that series. Well, you got the first game. Now your job is get to a game 7. I'll take it any way I can get it, which is like, look, if they're less than 100%, that's not my problem. I don't think Pistons fans need to worry about that. It's more, Rico, they're not the Cavs or Celtics where it's like, it's all about us. No, you're going to need some help along the way. Who are we kidding? So I don't think that's an insult.
Okay.
I just, look, if you're nervous about tonight, if you're confident, or look, David, you're negative. I don't understand your negativity, but I'm happy to listen to it, I guess.
No, it's. I don't take it as negative. I just take it that they have not won a home game this series, and they're neck and neck. This is the same record of road and home in the regular season. They just don't seem to use the home court advantage the way they should, and it continued in the playoffs. So I just am not confident in that part that they win tonight. I think it's over tonight. I'm already prepared to just clap at home and thank you for the season. It's over.
Just no chance.
Close game. So chance, sure. But I just don't see it happening.
See, for me, it boils down to your turnovers. You cannot give the Knicks extra possessions. That's how they were beating you. That's how they got up 3-1 because just bad turnovers. Not good defense, but just what are you throwing the ball to? What do you mean you dribbled it off your foot? What? You can't have those type of turnovers, especially in the fourth. That, to me, keep it limited to 14 or less. You give yourself a chance. The other thing, from the head coach down, and it sounds weird because you're at home, but you got to block out the crowd. You can't let this crowd influence and dictate. Yes, if they can get loud, great. You made a shot, great. But don't play up to the crowd. Don't do things for the crowd. I think you played your better basketball at Madison Square Garden because it was truly us versus them. I don't know if they can handle the success of people patting them on their back.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Herb is up next. 97.1. Herb, what's going on, buddy?
What up, fellas?
Hey.
Listen, I think that the Pistons' youth is what's gonna take them through, because Tom Thibodeau teams have a habit of petering out because how hard you run them during the season. You know, he's notorious for the 2 and 3 hour practices and running his team hard, and all his teams can be successful during the season, but in the playoffs they always seem to peter out. So I think that the Pistons, if they can cut down the turnovers. And I think they're going to come out running tonight. So if they run by the fourth quarter, them guys are going to be tired because they're not playing that many people. So I think the youth is what's going to take them over. And, you know, they say that's not the knock against them is inexperience. But I think that's what's going to get this game for them, because, like I say, Tom Thibodeau teams have always faded in the playoffs because of how hard he runs them during the season.
Yeah, I think the youth might be an advantage for the Pistons because they don't know what they don't know. They don't feel any pressure. They don't. That's their secret weapon here. So Herb, yeah, I mean, look, the youth goes out the window once you prove you can compete with somebody. You know, there hasn't been a game where they've gotten their doors blown off. And even in game one, when it was the 21-0 run, that was the only time this series where I felt like, okay, the youth caught up to them. But they bounced right back. Mm-hmm. They also were up in that game. And look, even the game they lost 94-93, and everyone focuses on the call. Look, they blew the 11-point lead, but it wasn't youth. You had veteran players making some bad moves there, too. So, Herb, look, exactly. I think both things can be true. I just don't think it's fatigue with the Knicks. I think you're dealing with actual injury, but whatever. It's semantics, and none of it is Detroit's problem.
Fair.
It's just not.
No, it's fair.
But for Thibodeau, oh, no. I mean, if he loses this series, he never coaches in the league again.
Right, but I also need –
it's a disgrace.
I need JB to stay focused. I need JB not to lose his cool.
I want to review 3 minutes into the game just to see your head explode. It's 2-0. Review.
I don't like how you flip the ball up to start the game.
What? Review. Let's go to Victor, 97-1. Vic, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
What's going on, Mike? How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Hey. Good. I agree. It takes – turnover is going to be the key for me, and Rico was right on it with the 14 turnovers, but I'm going to take it a step further. In the fourth quarter, we can't have no more than 3. Anything over that, we're losing possessions, and you're spot on again about Durant. In the offseason, he needs to develop an offensive move. Left hand, right hand, something. He is a liability in the fourth quarter if he's not getting a lob. But I'm 75% we can win, but I'm afraid of a turnover battle, and I'm even more than Rico. Fourth quarter, anything 3 or higher, I'm going to be nervous. That's my point. Thank you guys for taking my call.
No, Victor, I appreciate the call. I agree with you. You because you don't want to give Brunson that extra time with the ball in his hand, an extra possession, because those are the ones that hurt you. Those are the ones that kill you, or he kicks it out to Cat. Because for some reason, man, Karl Anthony Towns in the final 2 minutes of a game is just deadly, no matter where he's at on the court.
I agree. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you got it. And hey, this is still a series where 5 of the top 6 players in the series are Knicks. It's just up to them if they want to play. Do I think the Knicks have played particularly well? No, I don't. That's how they're in a game 6 where they're underdogs. They blew the opportunity to close out. And if they don't close out tonight, no, I don't think that team's got the they don't have the guts to do it, to close out the Pistons. If the Pistons get to a game 7, you should have all the confidence in the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, yeah, at that point, they're ready to collapse. At that point, they're playing scared. The Knicks will be playing not to lose rather than to win a series, if that makes sense.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
David, you just had a small report there before we get to the callers. This should cause some joy in Tigerland.
Yeah, Kenta Maeda is expected to be designated for assignment in the coming days.
And in other news, he's cleared waivers. All right, he's gone. So let's just keep it moving.
That's what I was thinking. Is he just sent out or is he gone?
Yeah, gone. I can just tell he's cleared waivers. If he doesn't clear waivers, whatever team signs him needs their head examined. All right, to the people. Actually, ticket text first.
You mean your Yankees don't need him?
We're not that destitute.
I'm kidding.
Our pitching's a problem, but we're not. You know who might? I'll tell you what. Baltimore might take him. Really? That's how bad their rotation is.
You ain't lying.
Their rotation. Whoa, buddy.
They really invested in their young roster there.
Go ahead.
Hey, I love our Pistons. We will win tonight, but that's all. No way the refs let us win in New York on Saturday.
Okay, you know what? At what point do we stop it with the refs?
Never.
At what point is it just, you know what? Go out there and play. You've gotten a lot of calls, Pistons fans, that they have not called. I know you don't see it, but they've let both teams play. That bothers me. Because that to me says you don't believe in your team. You think that the refs have it out for you. Signed every other team in the NBA.
Jason in Heartland says, just imagine how the Pistons will look next season once Ja Morant gets here. Ooh, no, thank you. Another person says, I'm excited about tonight's game. I think they can still win this series. They definitely have to win tonight. Well, yeah, of course.
But I do think if they win tonight, they have zero pressure and all is the Knicks will be playing not to lose the series instead of trying to win.
Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hey.
Pal. What's on your mind?
Heading down to the game tonight. I couldn't agree with you guys most. Mike, I'm super confident for tonight's contest. Also, Rico, you hit your spot on. You can't rely on the refs to win you a basketball game, and you have to limit the turnovers. If we don't turn the ball over, we give us more possessions. Also, Cade is going to need that supporting cast tonight when he gets doubled. Like you said, Beasley and Hardaway are going to have to knock down those threes. And, thrive off the energy. Don't play into it, but, take advantage of it. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, Scotty, you got the gift of, like, Assor stepping up with 20 points out of nowhere. Who's going to be that tonight? What role player steps up and gives it to you tonight? Because you don't have another star. You're going to need somebody to just do the job, and I don't know who it's going to be. Hell, they probably don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, it could be Tobias, it could be Beasley or Hardaway. Also, in game three, the refs aren't going to make that call at the end of the game to determine the ball game. That's just not going to happen. We just got to be better. We got to play better defense and take care of the basketball. I think we come away with a victory tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, if like there's two X factors, Scotty, I'm with you, is like who's going to step up for the Pistons? And then I don't want to say legacy game, but because that's ridiculous with this type of player. But because of what the Knicks gave up to get him, if Mikal Bridges doesn't wipe that stupid smile off his face and actually guard somebody. I thought Mikal Bridges' defense this series has been trash. And his offense, forget about it. It just depends. Mikal Bridges, if he doesn't do something to get the Knicks over the hump here and they lose this series, he may be on the way out the way people in New York are talking.
Maybe. I think he's definitely gone.
Okay, then. Rico hates Mikal Bridges.
No, I actually like him, but because you gave up so much to get him, the expectations went up so much, and he's not delivering.
I don't like his defense. For a guy who's a noted on-ball defender, I don't think he's done a very good job at all this series.
No.
OG, that's a different. OG Anunoby's D has been great. But yeah, I think it's X factor. Who steps up for you? Tonight has to be a Bridges game. They need more from him.
Bridges, he's picked his spots for defense, but you're right. Consistently, not there.
No. You hate to see it. See, it's fun for me because I hate the Knicks. So this is, and I'd rather play the Pistons. Sorry, not being disrespectful. I'm just shooting you straight here now.
I get it.
Sounds a little disrespectful.
A little bit.
I'm sorry. We're the defending NBA champions.
You're trying to repeat. I get what you're saying.
You know, listen, our players need a little rest. I figure it'd be an easier series. What do you want?
I'm just saying.
Buddy, I got news for you. This gym class hero stuff, that ain't going to work against us.
Yeah, I would love it. We get extra experience, and they continue to go. That's fine with me. I'll take that trade.
Yeah, David, go to Boston. You'll modern pastry or Mike's pastries. You'll love it.
I'll take
back
the trade
on the
all day.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Win the series. But you're not beating us. You beat us. That's the worst loss in the history of the Boston Celtics. Period. Period. I might make that a worse thing than when Len Bias died. If the Celtics lose to this Pistons team, it'd be that number one tragedy, and then Reggie Lewis dead, and then Len Bias dead. That's how bad a loss to this team would be.
Because at that point, I guess you're wishing that the franchise just dies. Then
just shut the team down like MSU football. Call it a day. All right, we'll go to Dave, 97.1.
So dark.
Dave, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Dave.
Good. This is Dave. It's really nice. I want to talk about the national media. I'm really tired of all the whining about what's wrong with the Knicks. I'm just sick of it. But I did hear Stephen Smith say something that the Pistons are here to stay. And one of the gentlemen on the show said the Pistons should be 5 games and over. So they're getting respect limitedly. But I can't wait till they knock them out and listen to the whining about the national media. I'll love it. That's my take, and I'm confident about tonight.
Yeah, and again, look, you got to understand the way it works with the national media. Now, part of it is what's true, all right? I mean, you don't have to care. You don't have to watch the national media. But a conversation about what is wrong with a team that is supremely talented than the opponent, that's a relevant conversation. But I understand your frustration. But as far as the Pistons earning the respect, it's earned. It's why I wanted to play the Knicks. You don't want to be on NBA TV like the Celtics were the other night, and they had, like, Rico calling the game. It was awful. When they were playing the Magic, I go, who are these people?
I thought about that because I was like, wait, where's the Celtics? It's on NBA TV. Yes!
Standard def. Yes! Meanwhile, the Pistons were at the main stage, and what the Pistons have established is they are to be respected.
They are to be, and the fact that Cade has showed up in every game. It wasn't like, oh, it was just a one hit. Like every game, you know, it's Cade. Now who else can help out? So nationally, yeah, he's becoming that guy. And I do think that you probably got some free agents saying, we're talking to their agents saying, I can go to Detroit and be that second guy.
Here's the other thing. I'm going to say this, and oh God, I'm just not going to lie to you guys, okay? I've reached a point in my career, I'm actually convinced. Like, I'll take it to my grave. There are members of the national media who simply don't watch sports. And they just say things.
Really?
Like, I mean,
at all?
Like,
just like their favorite team.
Well, Shaq already admitted it. We've already seen it.
Here we go. Now we're naming names. When it comes to certain things.
They're going to be at Auburn Hills tonight with the entire set.
And Chauncey's going to coach. Now, you know what I mean. It's just you hear certain things and you go, all right, look, if you don't watch bad enough, you don't need to have this level of an opinion. You could just skirt around it a little more. And then you just hear people go in on certain things and you're like, all right, you are telling the world you're not watching.
I think the Shaq thing is also a trickle down of like exactly what you're talking about. This is happening across the media and it's trickling down to guys like Shaq.
Yes. And my problem is this, when you've got to do everything. Like, I can forgive some things. Like, if you're doing a show that covers all sports all the time, you can't watch everything all the time. Cool. Something's got to come in last place. I'm honest with my audience. Last place for me is hockey. Why? Because I ain't got time and no one cares. Shout out Iserplan. The point is, when...
Awful take, terrible take.
No, but Kenny, you know this. I watch plenty of their games. I don't watch all of them. That's an impossibility in my life. Just like it's an impossibility to watch all 82 Pistons games. But when I'm watching national television, and you're up there making well into the nine figures, and you say some ish that is bad if I was at a sports bar, that's where I start to go, come on. I know you're not watching. Shout out Chauncey Billups. Okay, then. Like, please.
We're going back to Auburn Hills, aren't we?
Right.
You can. Nobody else will be there.
I thought Dave Bing was great in the last series.
Okay, then.
Oh, the way Grant Hill shot that three, man, it was fantastic.
Let's go. Let's go to Kirk, 97.1. Kirk, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Confidence level, 75-80% that they're going to win.
Okay.
I'm just feeling it tonight. Crowds come through, they're going to get there. I want to know if we can go back to Durin for a minute.
Sure.
I'm under the impression that this kid is... I love him to death. He plays his ass off, but he's a piece that you put in a deal to get a guy that can do what he can.
Yeah.
And I go back to like what you said a few weeks ago about a guy that you mentioned a while ago that is spot on perfect for it. You call the Jazz and you see what it takes to get him.
Oh, Markkanen. Yeah. And again, I don't think he's the toughest hombre on the block, but his skills. And you put him with a guy like Cade instead of a guy like Colin Sexton or some of the other bums they got in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirk. And again, Danny Ainge is a goofball. He ran my team for a while. Danny Ainge is going to ask you for 38 picks and the rights to the Gordie Howe Bridge. You may not be able to get something done. But yes, you make a call on a player like that. Absolutely.
Yeah, take all the picks. We know how we feel about that. I don't care about them. Go ahead.
I'm with you there. But no, look, Kirk, anytime you have these conversations, fans rightfully get defensive about their own guy. If there's no attack, I just wouldn't run to pay him.
Yeah, but what you said, though, is true. Like, you can't have a guy, look at the team still left in the playoffs. You can't have a big man that can't hit a 10-foot jump shot.
Right.
It
now,
just doesn't work.
And here's the problem. As long as Ahsoka Thompson is a part of your future, at a minimum, which one of you is going to get a game? Now, Ahsoka, maybe he takes the summer, he shoots 5,000 jumpers, goes Mamba mode, and he comes back, and he's the league's ultimate 3-and-D guy, Kirk. Great, then it fixes a problem. But what I can't do is, in closeout games, have Thompson and Durin on the floor at the same time.
No, even if he was a little more offensive-minded like his twin brother, I can live with that.
They're different players.
I know.
And look, Thompson's defense is good, his effort is good, he's a hyper-athlete. There's no dislike. But everything, the difference between me and most people, you're right, Rico, I don't allow myself to be happy with little fun things. Everything I want my teams to do has to be directed at raising a banner. How do the moves I'm making, do they put me closer to a banner or not? I don't care about making the playoffs. I don't care, like, if the Pistons come back next year and they're the 5 seed and they lose in the first round, like, that does nothing for me.
No. This is the only year where you get to celebrate, hey, we made the playoffs, just like with the Lions last year. Hey, you made the playoffs and you won a game. Right now, you won. Not going to complain no matter what happens. But after that, yep, the bar has now changed.
It's also the mark, and I know now isn't the right time because it's game 6, but the one thing I'll say to you is, like, and I understand it, you should hate the Celtics. I was raised a Celtics fan, I'm sorry. The point is, the Boston Celtics and their trademark throughout the history of that organization, anything but a banner, unacceptable. And they've made brutally difficult moves. They've traded fan favorites. They have guys that have spilt blood in that city. They didn't let Paul Pierce retire as a Celtic. That's almost stabbed to death. They don't give an F. They're going to make the move. They traded Kendrick Perkins at the height of his popularity, and he was an insanely popular Celtic. Pistons have to have that approach. Cold-blooded. If you don't have an assassin running your team, you're headed no... Go ahead.
To be fair.
Ironically enough, you have the Alaskan assassin.
And I agree with you. You're right. But you have 18 championships and we have 3.
Look, you'll get there someday, Spank.
3 more than some teams have.
Let's be fair. let me be fair to you. Those banners came before, like, the civil rights movement.
But when you build it like that, that's the franchise is going to have a killer instinct like that.
Right. And look, I'll go to my grave. The Celtics have left several championships on the table.
You're right.
Bill Russell and Bill Walton, long time ago.
Exactly. And even look, with the big three the Celtics built, if KG doesn't blow his knee out in 09, they win that one. Then they go 2010, they lose game 7 to the Lakers, Perkins doesn't play, and Ray Allen looked like he owed the mob money. Not that it still bothers me.
He went full John Starks.
We have some breaking news before we, I got to get to one other thing. David, you're going to have to make an addendum. One of Rico's horses has scratched from the Derby draft. Just breaking now, Rodriguez is out of the Kentucky Derby, which means my sleeper selection, Baeza's in. Keep an eye on rendered judgment.
So I'm going to take the last horse that didn't get drafted in Final Gambit.
Keep an eye. Rendered judgment has a quarter crack.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. What time is the party at the Canadian Club Terrace postgame tonight? We're kicking it like it's 09. Come on. What time? You're damn right your dad drank it.
So at
what time's the postgame show party?
Wait. So at the end of the game, Kay's going to walk over and spray paint a number, an X over the number?
Yes, exactly that. Is Sheila E. and her drum going to be performing tonight?
No, George Clinton.
Bringing out all the stars. Also, are we going to get 700 shots of Jalen Rose? It didn't play here.
I would like for them just to show some of the footage when he was a Piston.
That's kind of my point, but all right.
No, right. It's like.
But then again, when the next best celebrity you have is David Alan Greer, it's not 1994.
Hey, Men on Films was fire.
Right. 1994.
30 years ago. Hey, 40 years ago.
It lasts the test of time.
It's hilarious.
It's the reason why there's a Super Bowl halftime show.
It's hilarious.
Was Men on Films. Did you know that?
DT in the house. You're right.
Yeah.
David Alan Greer.
Went to Cast Act.
We can do better than this, can't we?
In Detroit, probably not.
Okay, then. All right. No, I also, it's a bad look when I have to look at Ben Stiller.
Well,
not a Detroit celebrity.
Breaking news.
There's Dan Campbell.
Yes. Jonas Jerebko will be in the house
the
tonight.
The Swedish Eagle is back.
All right. And you'll probably get Dan Campbell.
What about DJ Rob C? Can we get a Charlie V sighting tonight?
Ben Gordon?
Yeah. Lord knows he didn't show up when he actually played here.
Right, we don't want him now. We don't want him at all. Wow.
That was a great free agency.
Noted Pistons legend Jerome Williams courtside tonight.
Oh, the JYD.
That's right.
From?
Georgetown.
That's an easy one.
I know. I thought maybe I can catch him.
Oh, that's right. All right, David, couple ticket texts, or we got Rieger?
Yeah, we have Rieger and Wojo down at LCA.
Oh,
it's a
Wojo.
Big event. We got Woji.
Wojo's here for his 20 minutes a week. All right.
He's back from New York.
More than an hour. By the way,
I heard Wojo had to leave early in this show.
Yeah, we've been told Josh Smith will be making an appearance tonight.
And Corliss Williams.
Yes. You guys missed those two.
Yeah, the big nasty.
We're kidding, of course.
Wow. What about Walter
Sharp?
What?
We're kidding.
Tonight, courtside, Mehmet Okur.
All right. See, you started, and now we had to add in.
Well, what about Timothy Chalamet, that dude that plays Bob Dylan? He was here for game 3.
They're not from Detroit. I'm so sick of looking at these people.
Okay, but hold on.
Chris Rock is going to. What about Eminem? Why can't we get Eminem?
Because he enjoys his privacy.
What about Bob Seger?
All the New York celebrities are not from New York. Okay, some of them are from L.A.
Yeah, but you know what?
What about Keegan-Michael Key? Come on.
J-Mo will be there. That's all you need.
And Dan Campbell, who was at the East.
What about Jared Goff in the Kurt Cousins fashion line?
Right, straight from Kohl's.
Got that Kohl's cash, son.
Oh, it was going to expire.
You know, the guy that played Doug in The Hangover, he's from Michigan.
Is he? Okay, good to know.
Must be real famous. You don't know his effing name.
Yeah.
He went to West Bloomfield High School.
The guy
that was stuck on the roof.
It's a big game down here at Little Caesars. Did you guys know that tonight?
They're winning,
big
Bob. Game. They're winning.
Is this a money back guarantee?
No,
this is a front page, back page, middle of the page.
above the fold. Right.
I just feel like they're winning. I don't think Hart and Brunson are healthy, and I'm taking a shot. They're winning.
How about Mike Valeni, like, repays all the bats that don't hit if the Pistons lose? Like a stress-free bat.
Well, what is that?
Yeah, sorry. No. How about you repay Rico Beard for all the money you owe him?
I did already.
Scumbag.
I will say this, Michael.
I still owe him two suppers.
The atmosphere should be great. It should give the Pistons a boost. The thing that makes me a little nervous is the team that lost the previous game in this series usually comes back with their hair on fire. And you would think the Knicks would have their hair on fire.
Right.
Well, Thibodeau's going to have his hair on fire.
Unlike other shows, we can't do let it play out radio. We have an opinion.
We're going to let this play out.
After I see the first quarter, I'll be ready to give you an opinion. That's not how this works.
I'll let you know when it's five minutes ago.
And I heard Mike say this, and I think I said it too. If Tom Thibodeau shaves his head, I feel the Knicks will win the championship.
Would you leave the man alone?
If he comes out with a shaved head,
Rieger,
they're going to score 150.
Or if he just realizes, wait, I can call a timeout and get my stars back in the game?
Well, there you go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he had one. He was trying to save it.
I mean, it worked for the Chicago Bears
in
Thanksgiving.
In the game anyway.
So you guys will take people up to Pistons basketball with Pistons basketball,
it's
correct?
It's a big game.
People are literally hitting on the doors trying to get in here. It's a whiteout, Michael.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You got to wear those T-shirts.
I'm wearing Dirk. We'll be here up until game time. Big game tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.